Blog Welcome to Awakenings, part of the Converging Flow. That was a bit of Breathe by Urban Myth Club. I'm your host and co-pilot, Michelle Mache. How's everyone doing today? Hello to everyone at Cosmic Dimensions. Welcome. And hello to everyone listening via iTunes later and also all the archive and podcast stations. You are with us in spirit. Time is only now, right? Okay. And that Urban Myth Club went out to Rachel and Victoria. And Rachel, from listening to it on Awakenings Radio, I guess got the MP3 album via iTunes. So I hope you're enjoying it, Rachel. It's great, a great band. I love music, and I never tire of that. It's called Breathe, and to me, it just reminds me of being in a huge meadow, just taking some amazing breaths in. I mean, it's really, and hopefully Awakenings is that for everyone. It is for me. It's a time just to take a wonderful breath of life in and just receive and share and give. Monopoly in the chat, I have some music to send you. Yay, I love it. I love it. That is great. I love music. And anybody, you know, Kai Ivalani, sent some music in, avatarrhythms.com, and I'm very open to that. I like all kinds of music, but also keep what would be in the flavor of Awakenings. I could go with anything. Who knows? We play anything and everything here. But if you do feel a calling that you want to share some of your music, just send it to awakenings@selfandlight.com. With your name and how you would like to be referenced, whether it's title or anything that you want, or and definitely your website URL, or where people can get the music so that they can find you. Monopoly has something light for you. Okay, very cool, very cool. Yeah, it'll fit in. That's how we roll here, because I want to keep it community, right? So anything that you feel inspired that you want to share, please email me about that. Also, we still are doing, or I am still doing my gratis gift, a little bit different than what I did for the Hanukkah, Christmas, Ramadan, Kwanzaa. Did I miss anything? Solstice. Winter celebration, but I am still offering a wonderful gift to the Awakenings listeners that are getting the psychic channeled readings. And if you want to know more about that, you just can go to info@selfandlight.com. Thank you all so much. We've got some reader, listener, conscious inspired living readers, and Awakenings listener questions that I want to answer, and then also open up the phone lines for readings, of course, till 12:45, and then we will have our Awakened guest on, which I'm really excited to interview today. Sydney Murray, we have on, the founder of and editor of Vision Magazine, which is quite a well-known magazine. I've actually been in the magazine, and she's in a way been a distant mentor of mine. I've just loved some of the work that she's done and the vision that she's had and the space that she holds into the local and global community is pretty amazing. And I think it's really a reflection of where everyone needs to be going, you know, is coming together in group, coming together in community and looking around, whether it's family, it's friends, yourself included, of course, you know, you want to include yourself in all that you do, but looking around and saying, where can I share my gifts, my talents, my light, where can I what can I do? You know, and that, you know, when you live from that place more and more, then you begin to tap into those soul gifts, and life is much more fulfilling. So a lot of guests today. Welcome, guests. If you would like more interaction, I want to let you know a little bit of what you can do. If you want to comment in the chat room, the Sacred Space of Empowerment room, all you need to do is sign up for Blog Talk Radio just with your name and email address, and then you can actually ask questions in the chat or interact. Otherwise, you can just listen as a guest. Some of you are listening by phone, and that's great. However, if you do have a question or a comment, please press 1 on the keypad so that I know that you have a question or a comment. The number is 347-539-5122. Again, 347-539-5122. Want to also let everyone know my blog, Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living. A lot of questions can be answered there, or even in comment form. That's a better way than Facebook. So really either send questions or comments to awakenings@selfandlight.com, and I'll answer them on air, or go to Soul Insights for Spirit-Led Living, and that's Soul Insights, the number 4, Spirit-Led Living. And then, of course, you can always be, you know, here asking the questions as well. So lots of ways to connect, and also know, you know, some of the questions that I've had, just know also that the questions that you have, a lot of times someone else has too. So it's not for naught. It's, you're actually doing people a service by calling in, or, you know, asking a question via email. So I just want to touch base on this question, and then we're going to get to the phones. Again, 347-539-5122. Pressing 1 on the keypad lets me know that you have a question or a comment, or you just would like to chat, you would like to be heard. So what one question is, will 2011 finally bring new relationships for everyone? When they've listened to a lot of shows, and so maybe this is a lot of time people will finally be introduced to their partner, soulmates, kindred spirits. And with these new relationships, do you feel we may have to set the intention of knowing what we want and to know what kind of role we may have to play, like being the healer or being with someone, you know, who doesn't want your healing? Okay, this is a really, really good question. Again, we'll get to the phone lines. I just want to touch on this. Number one, we're always in relationship. That's what we're doing here with ourselves, you know, higher self to lower self, different aspects of ourselves. We're always in relationship. That's one of the main reasons that we incarnated, is to be in relationship through projection and also perceiving, perception. So we're always in this wonderful dyad, triad, you know, two people, three people group. We're always relating. We're always like a prism. We're different parts of the stone, the faceted stone, you know, a prism or a stone is all one piece, but there's many different cuts to it. So what I do feel, and it really started in about 2005, is our focus is more and more about relationship, right relationship and right livelihood. And that right relationship starts with the relationship with yourself, and then how it extends to others, and also from others back to you. So it really is about connecting into your higher self, your soul self, and living more from the template of the soul, or your soul design, and being more spirit-led, and living more fulfilled, and finding people of resonance. It's not to say you're not going to be around people that you might not always resonate with, and even people that are of your same resonance, if they're not going to agree with you every minute of the day. That's not what resonance is. Resonance is like that symphony where each person has their part, or harmonies. You know, when people are singing harmonies in music, it's not all the same note, or sometimes it's within the same half note above or half note, you know, below. So it harmonizes or it blends. So what you'll become more aware of relationship and where you fit into relationship with yourself and with others. One thing I really, 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 really want to be clear on. We're out of the Piscean area of the less life enhancing aspect. Thank you, Grandel, for all different notes in the scale. Thank you. As you can see, I'm not a musician, so I didn't know what to call it. Thank you, Grandel, from the chat for that. We're moving out of the time. We already have moved out of the time. This is not about self-sacrificing relationships. This is not about being with someone that you're supposed to heal. If it doesn't work, if it's not a match, love them from afar. Love them from a distance. Because the truth is we're all connected anyway spiritually. We're all connected on a soul level. We're all connected by the resonant field or the pranic field or the morphogenic field, whatever you want to call it. We're all connected anyway. So you're just talking about on the emotional level. This brings up a thing, and everybody always hears me talk about this. Please, please, please take care, handle, clear your emotional body, the energy in motion, and the mental body from beliefs, the emotions from emotional reaction or beliefs based on emotional, usually traumas. Once you're more clear, once your emotional body is like a fine violin, you're playing it or an instrument or a drum, and you're finding your own beat, your own rhythm, you start attracting those that fit with your beat and rhythm more and more and more. And it makes it, you can then have more respect or tolerance. Was it in the ex-loving law of allowance, where you allow others to be in their world and their path? So, no, you're not going to be called to be with people who you know do not want your healing. Okay? You're going to connect with people that want your healing, ask for your healing, or it's just a match. Or you're just going to connect with people to create, to self-express, to love, to move into more shared creation, shared expressions. That's the key words starting in 2005 on, but it really starts kicking, it kicked into high gear in 2009 when we started moving into more synchronistic timing and connecting more via resonance. And really focusing more on that right relationship and right livelihood. So look for and feel through the subtle energy, where are you drawn to? What places, what people in a life-enhancing or fulfilling kind of way? The thing is, you're not being asked to stick things out. It's and this person says, I don't want to be a martyr for someone else's pain. Yes. Yes, you don't want to be, this isn't about self-sacrifice or martyrdom. It is about that relationship where you have bonding, but you're not attached. The Buddhists say it very well. It's following the middle way, but it's also releasing attachment, and that is the over-attachment. So it's a very interesting dynamic we have on this earth plane where we want to be bonded or to have some form of attachment. Even in psychology, they call it, you know, if people don't have, if they have issues with attachment. Or, you know, not being able to attach. So that bonding that, yeah, you're committed and you hope this relationship goes well and you want the best for them and you want the best for yourself and you hope it works out and you want it to work out and you do what you can. But if they have to move on or the relationship changes in a different way, that you can allow that because of not only loving that person, but your own self-love. Yes, and Tamara's putting in the chat, right relationship to co-create more than in order to heal. Yes, we're always healing. Healing is just comes from the word ohalen. It's just about rebalancing. It's just about finding that balance. So we are healing anyway. And some of us, you know, at different times in our lives, we're doing focused healing. You know, we can do that with a mentor, a teacher, a coach, a therapist, on our own, where we're mirroring, seeing ourselves in the mirror, literally, and seeing, okay, I need to move past that, or I need to get support for this. So, no, the self-sacrificing, the martyrdom is definitely on its way out, and for many, on its way out. So you have to find a different way to relate. Most of the time I find with martyrdom, it's, I'm doing this for you, and we've all been trained for this, so we all have to watch it. I've been, you know, I'm giving this to you, I'm doing this, and I want this back, and if this isn't happening, then that's it. So sometimes it's going to be shifting the way you look at relationship and how you are in relationship with certain people or to certain situations. You know, I had this the other day with a client of mine, actually three clients, actually all in a row, so it was a theme, in regards to a job situation. It's job situations or careers, they're like people in a sense, that you're not always going to get all of your fulfillment from one relationship, and nor should you. It's not healthy. So this is the time to look around in your relationships and honor where they are, honor what you receive, honor what you're able to share with them or give, while at the same time, be realistic to say, you know what, this person isn't going there. They don't have this kind of depth, or they don't want to do this. This isn't their interest. So find where you meet in the middle. Find where the synergy is, and then be open to attracting or seeking out others that do connect with you in other ways. So that's definitely, especially as Uranus goes into Aries, back into Aries, I believe April, you're going to see it between, you know, April and June is going to be really interesting, and then again around September, October, you're going to see a lot of people wanting to free up and emancipate and to connect in more individually. So the question is how to live individually, expressing yourself individually, your needs and wants, in a way that's synchronistic, synergistic, in a way that's cohesive, a way that brings coherence, not dissonance, in a way that brings harmony. How to do that? And it's going to be a little bit of a balancing act. You know, it's the balancing on the head of a needle. You're going to have to feel it out. You know, is this too much or not enough? Am I expecting too much? Do I need to ask for more? Do I need to get what I need elsewhere? Can I give it to myself? Do I need to make changes here? So that's 2011 really ushers that in. Do I see any themes for this year? Yes. Now, if you go to my consciousinspiredliving.com, the online magazine, Conscious Inspired Living, I talk about this in my January forecast. And let's see, it says, I think it's on the forecast in predictions. I want to do a whole year. Actually, what you see in January, this energy is going to really revving everybody up for what you'll see the whole year. What is the ascension process? It is people needing to rise above, rising above duality, embracing the duality, embracing the polarity is another way of looking at it. But then getting centered through some spiritual practice or awareness or meditation, getting in that meditative state, where you move out of the extreme poles, polarity plane, to rest in the center. Again, the Buddhists call this the middle way. This brings up a really, 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 really good point, because you're going to have to learn to manage. Everybody has to learn to manage their own energy right now. And there is a lot of extreme push-pull happening with this Uranian energy. We've almost got this like anchor of Saturn, and it's in Libra, so it's activating relationship and balance and aesthetics and beauty. And then we've got this Pluto in Capricorn that's shifting all systems, and relationships are a system. It's a way of codifying or systemizing energy. Okay, so all that's being, then you've got the Uranus going into Aries, where it's going to be more highlighted or intensified individually. So what everyone can do is meditate more, different forms of meditation. Also, yeah, somebody put in the chat room, the clearing work I've got on my website, selfandlight.com. There's a basic clearing that you can just download for free. And then there's also the CD, which I've gotten a lot of wonderful comments about, that you can just do on your own and eventually just do it in your own head. You don't even have to do the journaling aspect or listening to the guided processes. Some form of clearing, repatterning, not only that you're going to somebody to do, but that you're able to do on your own in the moment. The key theme is going to be this continued restructuring, personally, individually, and collectively. So within individual people, individual relationships, collective relationships, groups, communities, society, social reform, all the restructuring. It's almost like being in a combination of a retrograde where there's a lot of redoing, restructuring, reevaluating, but then you have that Uranian energy that's causing disruption. It doesn't let you stay too long in the contemplation or the restructuring. It literally pulls you out or pulls people out to create new systems. So you want to look at what is life enhancing for you right now. And again, monitor. Not sure what happened. Sorry about that. I am back. Do you have sound? Again, the call-in number 347-539-5122. Not sure why that's happening. That wasn't on my end. Okay. 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad. Lets me know that you have a question or a comment. So Grand Alpha saying grounding seems to be important in these shifting energies. Yes. Grounding, anchoring what you know. One way to anchor what you know is share it with a friend. You know, share it with yourself by writing it down in your journal. Contemplating where you were, where you are now, how you change. Again, we're not talking about you, your essence changing, just your behaviors, your beliefs, your patterns. Repatterning, restructuring. Again, that is restructuring, repatterning is the highlight. And rising above extremes and rising above duality so that you're not being stuck in an extreme polarity and playing that out. So finding that middle way. Okay, 347-539-5122 for questions. Press 1 on the keypad. Hello, 714-884. You're on Awakenings. Welcome to the program.
Hi, it's Nathaniel from California.
Hi, Nathaniel. Welcome to Awakenings. Great to connect with you.
Great. I don't know. Did you read for me a little earlier?
No.
I wonder if I could get a reading for the, you know, a year, or do you do that?
Yeah, well, this is, since we're just on air, do you have any questions? It can be personal, you know, or general to the shift, to the awakening, to your path
and
process.
So March 4th will be the shift date? Or will it?
Well, we've been shifting. Actually, we've been in every, and this gateway has been extended, every November, between November and December, and every May, June, there has been an acceleration and intensification of energy. And maybe you've felt it. Perhaps for some it's been more restlessness, more anxiety, more I've got to make a change or I've got to do something. For some it's brought, disruption in sleep patterns where they're doing a lot of, you know, other dimensional, interdimensional work. So a lot of napping, feeling very tired, drained.
I would say that really works for me because, like, I don't know what is wrong. You know, they said to take a nap, but I seem like I don't take a nap. I take a nap every couple hours. It's like, you know, I can't wait.
Well, that
hours.
Can happen. But that's what, and what you may want to do is allow yourself to take a nap if you're able to. And what you want to do is right before you take a nap, notice either how you're feeling or any insights, jot them down, and then upon arising. Because part of what's happening, Nathaniel, is that, and this really goes for everyone, you know, people are talking about 2012, and I call it 2012 and beyond. We've actually been prepared for this. It's all encoded within us. And it really, the shifts really started in the late 80s during the harmonic convergence. We're in what's called the converging flow right now, the shift. And the converging flow is where it's a couple things. It's where all people from all walks of life are waking up. And everybody's in a different field, a different sector, and they're getting this download of information or they're just shifting. Some are doing it more consciously or more with more effort because they're consciously on a path. Some it's just happening, oops, all of a sudden. But part of this converging flow is also all systems converging and breaking down. So all systems being, you know, in different areas, breaking down or being, you know, built back up. So it's happening on an individual level, it's happening on a collective level, and it's happening within our systems of thought, our systems of belief. So it really is all encompassing. What we're to be doing also is learning how to manage this new energy. We're coming out of a time where we were living more on a linear, even though we're multidimensional beings, living multidimensional existence, living in simultaneous time and reality, actually beyond time and space even, but to quantify it, we're going to bring it into time-space reality. Next year, and actually moving more into 2013, our concept of time will be changing. But think about it, that's already been occurring. So you're going to see the difference in time and how people work is going to be more in the mainstream. You're not going to see always an 8-hour day or people referencing 9 to 5. It might be a 4-hour day. It might be a 16-hour day. It might be someone working more in the evening or someone, as what you're talking about, working 2 or 3 hours in the day and then taking naps, receiving their information, and then waking up and doing what they need to do and then napping again. So it's really our concept of time, but everything is so much has been built on that. Everything really in this earth plane has been built on our concept of time. So that is going to be shifting. So what you need to do now is just acclimate yourself to the new energies, which is very Uranian. It's very start-stop. It's very things are going, and then they stop or they shift, or you're tired and you're sleepy, and then you have a lot of energy, or you're working on a project, and then there's nothing, or there's a lot of work and very little work, or many people are balancing 3 or 4 or 5 projects or jobs, or some even careers. There's this whole new serial entrepreneurship that people have been clocking the last, 10 years, but really it's really kicked into high gear the last, 4 or 5 years. So you're doing what you need to be doing. But I do feel for you, you need to anchor it somehow. Does that make sense to you? You need to write things down.
Huh. Yeah, yes, I understand.
Okay, yeah. So I feel for you, and also for you, I feel drinking a lot more water. And make sure you're getting enough minerals. Okay, that's a lot for a lot of people, but also I'm feeling that specifically for you, making sure that you're getting some good, high alkaline, really good water, and also some good minerals. That's also going to help you with the sleep pattern. Now, did you injure? I feel something with your leg, knee or leg. Is there something going on?
I kind of have a twisted knee right now. It seems to be not bothering me. I think I overstretched it.
Okay, that's minerals.
I also have a wart on my foot, but
okay,
that bothers me.
Well, I feel even, maybe with a homeopathic practitioner, but I also feel there's something off with the minerals. And calcium, of course, and magnesium is a mineral. That's what I feel is going on with the knee, the twisting. And also, if you can, try not to overstretch. You will come out of this sleep pattern. See, that's the thing with the new energy pattern. People are going to have to, we've been used to having something or someone manage our time, either a boss, a certain type of job, going to school, you have to get up at this time, you have to do this, you have to do that. I'm not saying that's going to completely go away, it's not, but this with this new energy, it's going to make it a little more unpredictable, and we're going to be living more individual, more uniquely. So we're going to have to check in with ourselves to see, am I pushing too much or am I not pushing enough? Do I need to get out there a little more? Do I need to activate more? Or, boy, have I been activating a lot and I need to go within more? So I feel you're in that place right now, Nathaniel, where you need to feel that out for yourself. But try the water and then, see somebody for some good, minerals as well.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye. Blessings. Hi, 305-764. Welcome to Awakenings.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
What's your first name?
My first name is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi. I just wanted to respond to what you were saying about the energy levels.
Tell me.
For the past 2 weeks, I have been on an energy high, having a lot of energy, being very intense in that energy. And then today, I pretty much crashed.
Yes.
Yeah, it was like I needed to rest on very low energy. But I would like for you to do a reading if you can.
Okay, and I can feel that crash in, and you just spoke of that. Thank you so much for commenting. I've been getting emails on this, as well as clients that I work with or people in my workshops that I've been facilitating. We are receiving more energy, more love, more light, more wisdom. And that light and wisdom and love comes in the form of extra energy. Think about when you're in love, whether it's a thing, a person, your animal being, your pet, whatever you want to call it, you have more energy. Oh, I can't seem to eat. Oh, my God, I'm thinking about this person, da-da-da-da. So now, the thing is, this energy is us. It's coming from source, but it's that aspect of us. You know, as we connect more to the light body, we become lighter and more in light, and so our energetic frequency is raised. Our physical body has to adjust to this. We're evolving. We're consciously evolving. We're assisting in the evolution while it's also being done to us. So you are going to have to, when you feel that intensification, you are going to have to somehow manage it. You know, aromatherapy baths, meditation, walking meditation, various meditations. My CD and book, Meditation for Everyday Living, goes through short attunement meditations that will help. For you, I definitely feel something new is wanting to come through you and get you to go into a new direction or more of a direction, I feel, of using your healing abilities, even working with touch. But I do feel you need to do a lot of self-nurturing yourself. Do you have children?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay, that's what it is around. Okay. So they can, lovely beings as all are, but can sometimes tend to pull on you. So I feel for you it's about time to integrate a focus back on yourself.
Okay.
Find a way that you can focus more on your self-care and your self-nurturing. I do see you working with energy, though. So I don't know if that's a Reiki class, something that you're going to be learning.
Okay.
I don't know. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. I have something that seems to be happening. For the past three mornings, I have woke up with a song in my head. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, it has been a different song. And it's there, and it's very clear to me. Monday, it was still crazy after all these years. Tuesday, it was Delta Dawn, and today, it was Solid as a Rock.
Mm. So that's how your guidance is coming through.
Okay.
Your higher self, spirit, some of you work with guides, however it is that you're working, will come through in many different ways. And I've been finding this energy is so playful. I was on a little mini kind of, retreat and then vacation, last week. Well, I guess I was gone 10 days or something. But I was driving with this friend of mine, and my light, and it's never done this before, and it's not done this since. And I've been seeing, her husband died a few years ago, and I was feeling him around, and we're doing some projects together, and I thought, oh, he's around. I was about to say that, and my light, the car light, at the top, what do you call it, where the mirror is,
right.
The rearview mirror started flicking. And then she mentioned, I've been thinking about, she said her husband's name, I've been thinking about him a lot, and I found a dime. Every time she finds a dime, it's about a, it's focusing on creating the new paradigm, and that was always a message that the two of them had between them. And then she started talking to me about this dime, and the light kept flickering. And then I said, well, that's because it's him coming through. He's saying hi, and she's like, what does he want? I said, well, he just is excited that we're together and we're talking about these projects, and he's just saying hi, letting you know. And this is, you know, disembodied beings or people that have crossed over, they're in a lighter physicality and a higher frequency. They usually come through a lot of times electrical.
Right.
The components. So then she said, okay, let it stop. And she said, stop, and it stopped, and then start again, and then it flickered again. Next morning, got in my car, and it was gone. And I said, I told you, that was him. So I feel for you. Part of the reason it's coming through in the song is to listen to the song and what the message is for you. Those are very specific messages to you. But it's also, I feel it's about you finding your own song, which is your own way within your family. It's a time for you to focus on you and to do it with lightness. So yeah. Through singing, through humming, you know, chanting, but be playful. Be playful with this new energy. Playful with this part of your path. It doesn't have to be serious. I've got to heal. I've got to learn this. I've got to focus. It can be light, like, oh, this is kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, I have I've been talking with my guides and trying to bring in more light, and I have been feeling much more light than I have in the past. So these songs that came up those 3 days, it was, okay, what am I supposed to take from this? And I downloaded the lyrics. So I could
perfect.
Yeah, to see what's there that I need to hear.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay,
it's great that
well,
you're
thank
open.
You.
You're welcome, Tammy. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye. Hi, 703-471. You're on Awakenings.
Hello.
Okay, somebody did not. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
What's your first name?
Anna.
Hi. Anna?
Yes.
Okay. And if you could talk a little louder or turn the phone up. Okay, did you have a question or comment?
I guess just a question in general, I guess, regarding career or relationship, whichever I need to hear a message about.
Okay. Well, activity. I feel like you're wanting new direction or wanting a little boredom in your life right now. You're feeling a little bit at a holding pattern is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
Okay. And, okay, well, your guide is coming in really clear saying don't do activity for activity's sake, but you do need new places. And I feel a lot of heartache and disappointment you're moving through. So you do need to balance, and I know part of you is going to say, oh, I've been doing this for so long. But I do feel you do need to give some really wonderful, loving attention to your lovely little kid inside, inner child. Mm-hmm. Actually, on my website, selfandlight.com, there's a wonderful little kid and inner child meditation and dialogue, which is free, that you can just print. But spend some time, but then go out and do something, go out and do some play. You do need to move in some new circles and new areas because I do feel, actually I feel there's an area near you that you're actually going to meet someone and also meet some lovely people. I don't know if it's like a little, I hear music, it seems like an outdoor courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
It could be like a food court or something, but it seems indoor, outdoor, or there's a mall. I see other little boutiques. Are you near Washington at all?
Yes.
Okay. It's near, okay, so it is you. Okay. Sometimes I start reading things, I think, well, maybe it's the next caller. No, it is you. So it's a little when it's warmer, although I do see you going to this place, maybe February, but it seems like more April, and thinking, oh, like this one, either the mood brings you there, going to a bookstore or something. But I definitely feel that you're going to strike up some conversation, that somehow you're going to meet some people that you really click with, but also is also going to get you in a new direction. But you do need to do some healing, but don't get mired in it. Don't get stuck in it. Just spend some time with yourself, that part of yourself, you know, some meditation processes, some journaling, and then get out. Then say, okay, now we're going to go explore. I'm just going to go out. Because you are healing some deep disappointment, deep hurt, and that still needs a little bit more time, and then you'll find the energy moves and you won't be in this holding pattern. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, 510-227.
Hi, yes.
Hi.
Yes, hi. This is Camille in Northern California.
Hi, Camille.
Hi. Okay, I do have a question. Anything pertaining to career development, advancement?
Well, I feel you're wondering whether to go into something else. Or you've just changed to something. I feel like there is advancement. I'm not quite sure where you are now, if there is the advancement you want. Are you looking at two different fields or wondering, should I make a change now where I can have more advancement?
I guess it is two different fields because I do two things.
Ah, that's
writing,
what it is. I'm thinking of it.
Yes, public relations and writing. And also, I'm developing my skills as a tarot reader, and I'm getting more and more opportunities for reading for, yes. And
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why, yeah. Because I feel one of the positions that you're talking about, and maybe it's the public relations, I don't know if you're at a firm or you're doing it on your own, there doesn't seem to be as much advancement. So I feel you're going to balance things for a while, but eventually there is this new position, which I do feel has to do with your readings. And maybe you'll be applying the public relations to that. But again, we're in a time period where it is about doing more than one thing, more than one mode of self-expression, usually about three to five right now. So I feel down the road, I feel your public, whatever you're doing with the public relations, I feel like it's going to have to do also with organizations or groups. You could even be putting on events.
That's what I aim to, yes.
Oh, you do that now. Okay, then I definitely...
Well, no, I want to do more of it. I want to do more.
Oh, well, I do see you going more in that direction and more into the holistic self-help, more. I do feel you going into, and also there is going to be a large car company that you're going to do something, like a wellness program or something for up where you're at. I don't know if it's a dealership or offices, but I do see you doing some corporate stuff as well.
Okay.
So, yes, so that is going to happen, but I still see you having this other stuff more on the side, because, again, I don't see you doing just one thing. And your writing, I feel some of it's for you, but I also see you writing for others. So
right.
I hope it's like you are. Okay. That is going to continue. So you're definitely on the right path. I'm hearing to do it all. I'm not hearing to only do one or the other.
Okay.
Let yourself do it all.
That makes sense for me. That makes sense for me because I do like taking on many projects. I'm a Cancer, Sun, Mercury, and Venus with Aquarius, Moon, and Sagittarius rising.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a perfect
time for you.
So I
really love that. Oh, yeah?
This is the perfect time. Yeah. Yeah. And you might even, when our guest comes on, get some ideas or tips from her. She works with a lot of... holistic expositions and symposiums as well. But this is the time for that, you know. This is the time
for
all that.
Okay, good. It is easy to feel kind of like bogged down or something. like you're not going the right way, especially, you know, you can't rush things, but I do admit to being impatient sometimes, and it's like, well, when is everything going to happen already? And it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, slow but steady, but slow.
Well, at
yeah.
least it's slow but steady. Enjoy the steady.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You're
so
on the right path. It's just
oh,
you're going to have to, you're just going to have to balance it a bit.
Okay,
and definitely go in the direction of the events and the groups.
Okay, I can
you'll,
do
you'll
that.
See such, yeah, May, June, you'll see a shift. And then again, October, September, October, right around that time, will be busy.
And you don't
for you.
Feel me, like, losing my hold of anything or, you know, going.
No, but follow your inner knowing. Follow your inner knowing in this bridging and building that you're doing. And
okay.
just have a gratitude list for the steady. Steady is nice.
Okay.
Especially with this energy. All
okay,
right, Camille.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks. Okay, sure will.
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful. Listener participants, it's always wonderful to connect with all of you here in the chat room and via Cosmic Dimensions, and also with all of you listening to the other podcast stations. Today we have our awakened guest is Sydney Murray. She's the owner and founder of Vision Global and Vision Magazine, as well as working. She also works with a lot of I would say participates and attends a lot of holistic expositions and symposiums such as LOHAS, Natural Products Expo, and Conscious Life Expo. She's also a very strong media presence throughout the holistic community. You can get more information on Sydney Murray at visionmagazine.com. And I want to welcome to the program. Hello, Sydney.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, it's been forever since we've had a chance to speak. Many
I
moons.
Know, and I was many, many moons. And I was saying at the top of the program that I was just so, you know, tickled and inspired to have you on Awakenings. I said you've been kind of a mentor from afar or a distance because I just respect the work that you do, you know, and following your passion and your purpose and inspiring others to do the same. So it's, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to
absolutely.
Be on
I'm so happy to reconnect with you.
Yeah, me too. Me too as well. I wanted, of course, everyone has heard that's you know, in a holistic community or focus on self-development or holistic healthcare knows of Vision Magazine and looks to Vision Magazine, actually inspiration for vision, but also good resources and information. So that alone is such a great boon to the community. But I want to dive in a little bit to how you came to this, having this vision for Vision Global and Vision Magazine. Because I feel so many people are awakening right now, and they're looking and saying, I want to live more fulfilled, and I want to live bigger. And definitely when I see the undertaking that you took, you definitely beat to that drum and heard that song a lot earlier.
Yeah, well, it was very interesting because it was kind of a circuitous path. But I started out my professional career in law and banking in New York, and I was working for the DA's office in the Domestic Violence Bureau, and I became a director for a safe house for battered women in New York City. And I was kind of leaving law and banking, moving more towards academia, and decided I wasn't quite sure if that was right for me. So I took a position that was basically going overseas and investigating different aspects of violence against women, and I was working for the Lawyers Committee on Human Rights at the time. And so I came back from a year and a half in Asia, and I was pretty much in the dark side because I spent a year and a half, you know, seeing deaths, women and children, female children being beat up, gender-specific infanticide, and just, you know, really the worst of the worst. And I was definitely in kind of a dark space and definitely felt like this was not the path for me because it kind of felt like I was being divided, you know, with dealing with different aspects of violence against women, kind of the male-female thing, and that I was getting to the place where I saw men as bad. I didn't want to go down that path. And so I moved more into academia, and I was teaching women's studies. And then the budget cuts came in like the mid-90s, and my position was eliminated. And I started writing for a publication called New Visions Journal. And the publisher, unfortunately, was not an honest person. And I was working for him for only a few months when I realized the publication looked like it was going under. And at one point, I ended up returning a certain amount of checks to the clients. And I just told them basically that, you know, the publication would never publish and I didn't want to see their money, you know, go down the drain essentially. And some of those advertisers came to me in the next 6 months and said, you need to start your own publication. And I said, there's no way I could do that because I really don't know anything about publishing. I have no background in it. And there were several that just kind of stayed on me. And it was really interesting because at one point I decided, all right, you know, they'd amassed, I think, 12 or 16 people that would take out a quarter page for a year. And I thought, wow, that's, you know, pretty supportive. They really don't know me, but let me give it a shot. And I remember I was about 2.5 years into it, and I thought, I got this really strong hit. This is exactly what I should be doing. And so I was kind of thrown into it, you know, trial by fire, and just learned as I did. But in hindsight, I really feel like Spirit was completely supporting me along the way because it was just kind of almost impossible how it happened. And so I realized that, you know, this was my dharma. This is what I want to do. And providing, you know, positive information to me, it's always about the unsung heroes. There's so many people that aren't the big names that are really walking the walk that they talk. And those are the people that literally inspire me on a daily basis. There's this woman in our neighborhood in Hillcrest in San Diego that she goes around and cleans up all the trash in the alley and like a 2-block radius, and she trims all the trees and she, you know, picks up trash. And I don't know, for some reason, every time I see her, I always think, all right, I can keep going. You know, she's just one of those people that always gives me that little lift. That, I mean, her little small, you know, area that she tends is, you know, I work in it, but it's just so valuable to see someone do something so selfless. So I think the initial impetus was really to highlight those, quote, unsung heroes. I mean, we definitely have talked to many famous people and highlighted them, but the people that are really, you know, working tirelessly, working from their heart and with joy to really change the world and be of service to the world, those are the people that sometimes when I think, why am I doing this? It's so hard. You know, I just keep going because I'm like, wow, they're doing it. I can keep going. You know, and like you said, the inspirational messages from so many people. It's about information and inspiration. And for me, I feel like, you know, we provide a container that other people, other organizations can put their information in. So Vision Magazine is a container, but the fabric that's woven every month is from all over the world. People literally all over the world doing these amazing things. And anytime I get a little bit disheartened, someone will pop in and just show me that there's so many amazing people and organizations out there that, you know, I really never want to stop. So it's been an interesting journey. I've been doing it for 15 years, and I think when I first started at Vision Magazine, I thought, oh, you know, I'll do this, you know, 5-10 years. And it's interesting because right now I'm at the place where I really want to kind of take it to the next level, which is more web-based and interactive and looking for investors. But I just, you know, I just have such an opportunity to talk to some of the most amazing minds and spirits, you know, of our time. So I have never been bored, that's for sure. But isn't that interesting how it all came about?
It is. And, you know, I find that when stuff comes like that, it's so spirit-led. It's like our ego personality goes, aha, oh, my God, I guess that is good. You kind of answer the call, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's great that you did answer the call, because a lot of people go, oh, no, I'm already in this, or why would I want to do that? But it seems to really have unfolded for you. But
it really
also,
has.
I want to say, too, Sydney, yeah. It seems to be such a match, because it sounds like you were already interested in, you know, humanity, humanistic affairs, community affairs, philanthropic affairs.
Absolutely. I also truly love learning. I mean, I always love scholastic endeavors. The more I learned, the more I realized I had to learn, you know, because you read one book and it opens up a whole new, you know, train of thought or line of theory. And it's just, it's such an amazing gift. And, like, I love books, and being a publisher, I get many books mailed to me. And, like I said, I get to speak to so many amazing minds and teachers. And, I mean, the world really is this amazing place with so many resources, so many people that are really there to be of service. So it has been such a gift and continues to be a gift. And, you know, I'd love to take it, you know, like I said, more interactive, more web-based, and continue the print, because I believe the print, the free publication, is important. I've gotten so many letters over the years that people say, I didn't have any money, but I picked up your publication, and, you know, I read these two articles, and it led me to my teacher, or it, you know, changed my life, or, you know, even people that were very much in a dark place, you know, found inspiration to keep going. So, I mean, to me, that's success. No matter what, if I could change just one life, you know, it's all worth it.
Mm-hmm. Now, Sydney, we do have a question from one of our listeners who I believe is somewhere in Asia. I can't remember where. Let me know, Spirit Baby. I forgot. I know you're some Indonesia or something. But what do you see coming up for journalism and magazines, let's say, in 2011 and beyond for the world in as far as a career? Do you have any thoughts of that?
Yes. I mean, definitely print in the last 5 years and in the next 5 years and even the next 2 years is going through some very dramatic changes. I don't believe print is dying, as some people say it is, you know, with the Kindle and the iPad and everything going to, you know, a computerized readout. But I do believe that, you know, printing and journalism in general is changing more to a web-based. That, you know, at least for Vision Magazine, we absolutely need both. We need a strong web presence, and we need a strong print presence. So I think in 10 years you will see a lot less publications and much more web-based information. But, again, it's, you know, for me, I always want to maintain the print just because it's so accessible to people. You don't need to have a computer or some kind of device. You can just pick it up and read it. And, you know, my goal is to really, you know, transform our web presence so it can be completely supportive of the print. But I think that, you know, publishing in general is radically changing because, obviously, the Internet is dominant. You know, the under 30 population, they get all their information online. They really don't look at print that much anymore. So, I mean, just as a statistical subgroup, you know, 30 to 40, it shifts a little bit more, and then over 40, there is more books and publications that people tend to read. But it really is shifting, and when you see the generations actually aging, it's going to become more so. And that's what we all have to be aware of, that are information providers, is to really be able to, you know, have, for me, the print, but like you have, you know, a web-based blog, you know, put the information and let it go international, because that is truly, in my opinion, the web, you know, the golden web of life that will transform our world. So, I mean, having a strong web presence is the key. So I definitely think, so, you know, journalism is great, but you have to be able to, you know, straddle both worlds, at least, you know, as we continue to move forward.
Does seem to be needing both, though, or maybe there's some kind of, you know, marriage between the two, or a kind of a confluence or flowing back and forth between the two. Because, I mean, I know I love stuff online, but there is nothing more satisfying with a tea or a coffee than holding,
I know.
Putting the pages back and going back to it, seeing it on the coffee table, the great cover on the coffee table, you know.
I agree, and there was this great ad, I think it was in Vanity Fair, addressing this in the last. They've been running it a full page saying, listen, you know, magazines are still going around, but we're going to, you know, join with our Internet presence and go hand in hand. So, and again, I hate to say it, but if you look at the statistics, under 30, you know, really don't go to print, really don't go.
No.
They don't even watch television. They get all their news and information online. So that's where, you know, as a 40-something, I have to really realize, as much as I love to curl up with my book or my magazine or even, you know, the New York Times, I have to be, you know, available worldwide. Even though you have a website, you're available, but you still have to create search engines, interactivity that will draw people to your website. So it's definitely an interesting time for me. And again, I don't believe print is dead. I mean, they said 10 years ago, you know, all the newspapers would be gone in 10 years. Well, they're not. Have they changed? Absolutely. New York Times, you know, LA Times was in bankruptcy. We've lost some major publications across the country, dailies. So there's definitely a tightening of the belts, and I feel like the strong will survive and actually be more valuable because there's fewer than there were before. But it's just a really interesting time. And, you know, again, you know, that old Chinese adage, you know, may you always live in interesting times. I feel I really do live in interesting times, because even though I'm kind of, you know, one part of my mind, you know, loves the print, I have to keep moving forward and be available online. So it's really, you know, just to leap into a new forum. And we've had our website since 97, but, you know, to kind of take it to the next level and be, you know, go from like a 250,000 viewers a month to 1,000,000, you know, takes a certain amount of effort and money and you know, maybe some spark from the heavens. So
It's definitely fun. I like that. Yeah. I like that. Now, you also have, Vision Global and Vision Magazine. Can you talk a bit about that and the distinction? And actually, before you do, I want to let everyone know, if you do have other questions for Sydney Murray, founder, CEO, and editor of Vision Magazine, you can either put it in the chat room or call in at 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad if you have a question or a comment for Sydney. Thank you so much. Anyway, so what is the distinction between the Vision Global and then the Vision Magazine?
Well, Vision Global was created in 2005 really to create a platform for multimedia. And I partnered with a woman named Joelle Leaf that was partnered with me to do Vision of Wellness TV. And we looked for funding for 2 or 3 years, which was going to be more of kind of an interactive, you know, yoga on your iPod, I mean your iPhone, you know, providing, again, more digital information. So it's going to be another media platform than just the publication. So, and also for visionmagazine.com to look for investors. So really the corporation was created to expand into multimedia platforms, which we're still trying to find the right partnerships. I've aligned with oasistv.com, Robert Schnitzer, who was definitely a pioneer, and you know, he's doing a great job with OasisTV.com, and we still are in, you know, talks about doing partnership. We're handling their social networking and newsletters. And again, for me, it's all about being of service and providing higher consciousness information. I mean, information that's not going to be negative. I mean, providing information that can transform your life, but not in the kind of doom and gloom framework, if
you
will. So Oasis TV is kind of like the model that that Vision of Wellness TV had aspired to. He just, you know, has a 30-plus year TV and broadcasting background, so he has created that. So it's really about aligning. Like when 2000 came about, my goal was to say, all right, who can I align with? You know, because I want to align with different organizations that are doing what I'm doing but in a different venue. And then create kind of like a different pod of people. So I've looked, and then, you know, Robert was like one of the first people we really got into serious discussions with, as well as Joelle with the Vision of Wellness TV, which I'd still love to see come about. But again, I think Robert's further along. He's both web-based as well as linear, which is TV. He's on demand in 52 markets across the country, so you can get it, you know, through like Time Warner, for example, on the free on-demand stations. But it has everything from Larry Dossey to Alex Gray, a lot of archival information that's just really valuable, and starting to produce new, up-to-date information, anything from meditation, yoga, art, spiritual music, spiritual film. You know, so it's really aligning with the people, you know, Robert Quicksilver, for example, from Conscious Life Expo, that has done such a great job over the last 7 to 8 years gathering people together and then putting it on DVD so people can take it home and watch the different, you know, lectures that they weren't able to see. And again, it's really about inspirational information, tools for living that really can have an impact on your life. And for me, learning is definitely I can devour a book, but the way I'm really going to learn it is maybe to read it again. So for maybe watching a TV show, I'm going to watch it more than once. Or if I'm going to learn a certain type of yoga, I'm going to do it every day. So it's really providing access to these multimedia platforms. And, you know, again, aligning with the people who are really, you know, doing it well with honesty and integrity. And, you know, that's really what Vision Global was created for, is to kind of take Vision Magazine and take it to the next level. So we're still in that process and, you know, still always open to possibilities. And I've been talking to different investors, but I just have to have the right combination. You know, for me, it's all about integrity. And just really, I just don't, I mean, certain people, you know, would bring money in, but they don't really care about the magazine. It's kind of a write-off. And for me, the magazine is, you know, little rays of hope going out into people's hands and into their lives. And I just know throughout the years, I've heard so many stories that to me seem almost impossible, but again, I just hold up the container, or staff holds up the container. It's the other people that come in and provide their information that are really, to me, the unsung heroes, or the sung about heroes and heroines, you know, around the world that are really, you know, changing our world on a daily basis. So it's been interesting. You know, it's definitely been, like I said earlier, such a gift to be doing the work that we're doing.
I love what you say about the container, though, because I do feel like, you know, whatever the outlets are, it's like these little satellites that other satellites connect to, and it just beams, you know. It's it's holding that space.
Exactly.
Moon Willow in the chat is saying, I love the rays of hope. Keep up the great work, Sydney.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
It is true. It is true. But we're all doing it. You're doing it. I mean, you're providing a container that allows people to listen in and be inspired and be informed. And to me, again, it was highlighting the unsung heroes, but it was also about the tools for living, because what's going to work for me might not work for you. And that's not, you know, it's not for us to make that judgment call. It's, you know, for me, it's really about as much positive information as I can put out there, we will. And that's kind of why we chose a thematic-based orientation. We choose themes every year because, again, that container is a little bit more... it's a little bit smaller, you know. For example, the next issue is going to be generational living, kind of exploring the different ways generations are living in the world today. And I don't know, for me, I just kind of love exploring different aspects of living. And what comes out each month is always such a surprise sometimes. I mean, you kind of have the way you think it's going to come out, and then spirit will bring in these amazing people just kind of out of the blue, or even 2 days before you go to press and you know you have to accommodate this article or this story or this person. And to me, it's such a gift, you know, after working in the fields of law and banking, to actually see spirit literally woven throughout my life, you know, almost on a daily basis. I mean, that is amazing, because if you're open to it, spirit will, you know, be known to you. So
So how do you listen? I know that sounds, because it sounds, when you made this direction, you listened, you know, people came. I would say spirit makes it easy. If the openings are there, if you're being drawn to something or people are being drawn to you, it's kind of common sense. But how did you, what do you do, or what did you do, and what do you do to listen and to trust that guidance or being spirit-led?
Well, I think it's kind of what I did when I first started the magazine. I had my initial reaction of, no, I can't do that. But then I had to ask myself, well, why not? There really aren't any limitations. Why can't you do this? And, you know, I'll have an idea of a certain cover and, you know, maybe a certain feature, or, you know, whatever, you know, my human mind is imposing. And something better will come in, and I know it's better, so I have to trust that and, you know, bump a certain piece or bump a certain artist to another issue, because I think you just always have to be open to the miraculous, because when you're open, your heart's open, your mind's open, you can receive it. If you're set and this is the way I'm going to do it and this is the way we're going to do it for the next issue or the next three issues, you miss out on all these little miracles or big miracles that literally can happen on a daily basis. And I think it's really holding that place of joy and gratitude and an open heart and open mind. And when I'm in a place of joy and a place of gratitude, I usually align into an open heart and an open mind. I'm, you know, at peace. So I think it's really, for me, just always being grateful and always being in a place of joy and love. And, you know, magic happens. I mean, it still blows my mind, because sometimes I have to admit, I'm still surprised after 15 years. I mean, it seems like, oh, you know, we should kind of get used to it, but I'm not. I'm like, it's still happening. How, you know, how could that be? And then again, just being grateful for it. And I think gratitude is really important. And I always say gratitude is the attitude, because for me, if anything, you know, having a bad day, or maybe I didn't get this advertising contract I wanted, or certain kind of mundane details, I mean, I can shift it by going into nature. I can shift it by being of service to someone that has less than I do, or even more than I do, but they're in a dark space. And just really just being open, you know. And I think that's the hardest thing for people, because we kind of get locked into our ruts of living. You know, you get into the car, you drive to your, you know, office. And just to, you know, mix it up, you know, take a 5-minute walk, you know, take that yoga class you think you don't have time for, you know, go to that lecture that you think you don't have time for. I mean, really make time for growth and beauty, you know, to be in your life. And I think that, again, that will help you align, you know, in a more constant way. And again, I'm so blessed, because I don't, you know, I'm not working in a factory. I'm talking to amazing people. I just talked to Doreen Virtue this morning about her new book, and, you know, it's just mind-boggling, you know, how certain people will judge her as being this or that, but she's such an amazing light and spirit, you know, here on this earth, and just in her passion, you know. And we all have gifts to offer the world, and some people say, well, I don't, you know, and I just don't believe that. I believe that we all do, and it might not be clear to you, but the more you explore, the more you're open to different experiences, I think, you know, people will find them.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that is part of it, being open. I think we have a question from a listener. Hi, 510-227, did you have a question or a comment for Sydney?
No, but I'm just appreciating hearing the interview.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Okay.
And where are you at?
I'm in Northern California, in Alameda.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. Kind of San Francisco. That's near the wharf, right?
No,
across
it's
the bay.
I'm
Oh,
yes,
it is across the bay. Okay.
Near Oakland. So I'm right outside of Oakland.
Okay.
But it's very
great.
a quick jaunt to the city.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, she had called in earlier, so I saw a little
That's wonderful.
Indication for a question or comment. Yeah. Now, one thing we talked about earlier, we touched upon from our other listener, asked about journalism. What do you see, I guess, 2011 and beyond, and perhaps do you have a personal or individual focus, and do you see also a collective focus for people that can be?
Yes, I mean, I definitely feel like, you know, starting with the year 2000, for myself, and I think for a lot of conscious people around me, even in, you know, many different fields, that there was kind of an opening to be the best person you can be. And what I think we're at 2011 and moving towards 2012, I mean, to me, I was getting in the last 4 or 5 years, like 5 years ago, I was getting a million books mailed on 2012. And they were, you know, the apocalypse, you know, major world changes. And I just never was drawn to them energetically. I thought, I really don't believe this. And to me, 2012 was always an opening to raise our vibrations. And so, you know, we're Earth, I always say that we're here in our Earth suits, you know. And, you know, there's other ways people have said it, you know, spiritual beings in a human body. But to me, I always kind of felt my body was my Earth suit. And I feel like there's an opening if you can keep yourself centered. You know, and again, no one can do it all the time. I mean, we just do the best we can. And you find the tools that are going to help you to maintain your center. But I feel 2012 is an opportunity for many people across the world and on our planet to actually really rise, you know, raise their vibration on an ongoing basis. And what that will look like, I'm not quite sure, but I feel like there's this opening that we can all, you know, be open to the fifth dimension. And we're third dimensional beings, but that, you know, we know about spirit. I know different energies. I can, you know, sense certain things. But I really feel like it's, you know, the world is asking us to be the best person we can be and to do the work, if you can figure it out, that you're here to do. And if you can't, then just be of service. Maybe volunteer, you know, volunteer at a soup kitchen, volunteer, you know, reading to, you know, some child who doesn't speak English very well. And it's really about, you know, putting those things in place that are really going to kind of change you on a cellular level and to do it consistently, you know. And I feel like 2012 is just an opportunity, and it doesn't have anything to do with a world cataclysm. I don't feel that energetically. I mean, I know certain people, there's plenty of information out there that, you know, it's going to be a crash and burn, but that's just not the vibe I get at all. So for me, it's about doing what I'm doing but stretching myself. You know, how can I be better? What, you know, how can I move into new arenas that are a little bit frightening because I don't know them, you know, and just finding the tools and the people that are going to support me to get there. So, again, I see it as an amazing opening for humanity. Will we rise to the occasion? I believe so, as long as, you know, we all stay focused on the positive, on love, on gratitude,
mm-hmm.
and not go towards the fear.
Yeah, I so agree with you. I haven't, and from my guides, I haven't seen anything, you know, people disappearing or big, you know, the world going up and stuff up in smoke.
I know. I've had people literally leave California because they think we're going to fall off into the ocean. Like, they've moved inland to Arizona or New Mexico.
I don't feel
that at all.
No, I don't either. And also, these things, I know in the late 80s this was going around. I knew people that built bunkers, took $40,000 to $60,000 building.
What was that period in the 80s?
Well, I don't know. These people, I just remember them saying there was some map, and that now that's surfacing again, there's some map of things are supposed to disappear. Some people moved to Arizona, like in the mountains. And, you know, I was younger at the time, these people older, they seemed to know, but I was like, I don't really see that. But anyway, everybody was planning and nothing happened. And so I think it's coming around again.
Right,
but I
everything
think
is in
work,
cycles, yeah.
Yeah, but I think, you know, it's a way of people getting out and doing the work. You said do the work, that's the thing. I think if people do their work or what's in front of them,
and
you
just
don't have
like
time
staying,
staying
in love,
place.
You know, not going towards fear, you know, because the second you go towards fear and worry and tension, your whole vibration changes. So, and again, no one's perfect. I don't know personally, you know, enlightened beings that can stay 100% love-based 100% of the time, but the goal is to be aware of it, you know, to be conscious of it. You know, our tagline is Catalyst for Conscious Living. So to be conscious of those things that you know within you what you need to change, I believe, you know, and so it's finding those tools that are going to help you be a better person, be, you know, a more loving person, be of greater service to those around you, and to continue to learn and grow throughout your entire life. I mean, there's so many great examples. I talked to this woman, her name was Dr. Gladys, and she's 90 years old, still practicing medicine in Arizona, and she's called the, I think they called her the mother of holistic medicine. And I was just like, you're 90 years old and you're still practicing medicine. And her voice was so vibrant, so alive. And I think, wow. I mean, I hope I'm that vibrant and alive at 90. I mean, because it's just, I mean, it's double my age. I'm thinking that's just an amazing feat. But there's so many people out there, and I really think that our whole concept of aging obviously is shifting. And, you know, what we considered old even two generations ago isn't true anymore. So our whole way of living is completely shifting. So it's an interesting time, but, you know.
It is. And I like what you said about opening. I think it is a time of a lot of opening and opportunity. If I think individually and collectively, if we, you know, change, transmute, edit, whatever you want to call it, those beliefs, right, those old stuck states and beliefs of it has to happen this way, or I'm at this age, that means this, or I need to do that, then I think
exactly.
there's the shift in itself. What do you feel people keeps them, you know, healthier, more vital, like that woman that you interviewed? You've interviewed
passion.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Do you, okay.
I think passion for living, you know, and again, it could be this lady that, I mean, I still don't know her name because every time I try to talk to her, she's a little wacky and she won't really talk to me. But at the same time, I mean, I know that gets her up every day to clean up the trash and to, you know, trim other people's, you know, errant plants. But, you know, it really is, it's, you know, finding again what that is. And I was going to say about 2011, back to 2011, I mean, the 11-11 phenomena. So 11 is ascension, you know, and it, to me, again, it's like preparing us. So this year for me is about preparing and becoming, you know, as muchly centered as, you know, as centered as I can be, as, you know, conscious as I can be on a moment-to-moment basis. So I think if people are looking for some kind of guidance in the new year, it's, you know, find your passion. Find the ways that can keep you in a healthy, centered state. But the people that I know that are, you know, working in their 90s, working in their 80s, they have something that gets them out of bed every day that they are passionate about and that they truly love and that keeps them interested. And I think that's one of the sad things about the United States, how television has kind of taken over. I mean, sometimes I'll be walking my dog at night and I'll just see the little blue glow, you know, house after house after house. And I think, I mean, I can't really watch TV. It kind of bores me. And I just think, you know, why? And I'm not saying there aren't good movies or there aren't good shows. I just rarely am watching at the right time to find them. But I really feel as, you know, there's another way of living. And if people, you know, maybe turn your TV off, you know, maybe, you know, go to a yoga class, because those things actually feed the soul. I believe TV, a lot of television kind of just sucks you dry. You know, it dulls the mind, it dulls the spirit, and it dulls the body. So, you know, kind of mix it up, you know, maybe, you know, sit around and talk with your family, maybe read a story, play a game. You know, there's so many, you know, more interactive things that people can do. And, you know, even if you go online, there's like these amazing games that kind of, you know, bring kids, you know, into maybe the angelic realm or into their intuition or into, you know, ways of thinking that they're not really provided with during school. And I just think it's really about, you know, opening yourself up to something new as well, something that you're really, that's really going to put that spark back into your eye and into your heart and into your whole body. So I think people really need to kind of ask themselves, you know, what would that be? And even if it's, you know, baby steps, even if it's one yoga class a week, you know, do it.
Mm-hmm.
One walk around the block or around the park, just, you know, take that first step and see where it might lead you, because I think people will really be surprised. And I feel, to a certain degree, I mean, I still can't believe that the amount of television, when you see just statistically what people watch, that it's 4 to 6 hours a day, it seems almost impossible to me. And I just think that could be time better spent, in my opinion. I mean, I'm not saying turn off your TV completely, but maybe, you know, cut down by half.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's definitely something.
Absolutely.
It's definitely, yeah, you know, something I really believe in, and to find things that really invigorate your mind and soul and heart and spirit.
Now, are you doing something, how to make 2011 an amazing year?
You know, I'm not, but, I mean, I think, you know, when one of your producers said, you know, what, I think I'm going to start to introduce that in the magazine, because she was like, what do you want to talk about? And I really thought, I think that's kind of like a thread that I'd like to introduce. I mean, we kind of just generally do it, but maybe even have like, you know, a column or, you know, invite people to talk about it and have like an ongoing dialogue, you know, on our website as well as the magazine. Because, again, I do feel like there's an opening, and not that every day there isn't an opening, but I do feel there's something happening energetically. I don't know if you felt it, but time does seem to be speeding up. And there's more magic, but again, you have to be centered and in an available place. So I think, you know, just
I think, Sydney, I think that would be a great idea. I mean, we have, I mean, I was talking about it at the top of the program, but, you know, we can look at it energetically or even astrologically, how the energies are represented with this, you know, Uranus and Aries is busting through. It's going to be, you know, that comes April, this squaring Pluto and Capricorn, and there's a square to Saturn and Libra. So it is all this opportunity or obstacle to stepping stone, you know, openings, opportunities. So I think, yeah, if doing something like that, because I find for myself, and I definitely know from listeners on Awakenings or readers of Conscious Inspired Living, we get the feedback that's saying, gosh, I'm glad you said that, or they gave me that idea. And I think, especially because there's so much powerful energy right now on the planet, and it's only going to, you know, get more, it's only going to intensify, seeing what people, how to make this 2011 an amazing year, how can people harness or use this energy creatively, for life enhancement, for fulfillment, and like you had said earlier, you know, in a way that's, you know, integrous.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, so creating the dialogue and doing it and asking people, you know, what are you doing? You know, and maybe having, you know, requesting it from the reader, or have a space on the website where people can just blog it. So I think we'll definitely introduce that and continue to push it, because, again, I'm just so inspired by other people, and, you know, what's going to work for me might not work for you, but it's going to give me, oh, that's a good idea, or maybe I should change it a little bit and do it this way. But, you know, just to see people, you know, really step up to the plate and live this life that they're proud of is so vibrationally uplifting and so inspirational to me. Like I've said before, anytime I'm kind of like, oh, gosh, you know, it's getting a little bit tough, how can I keep going? I'm telling you, Spirit will bring someone, I'll get calls saying, thank you so much for your magazine, it changed my life. I mean, it never fails. I get a little disheartened and people pop in, or someone I see, and I think, all right, I can keep going, you know. And it just, I think we really all need that, and that's why your show is so important, because people can hear other people, and it's so critical, especially now that I think we all realize, you know, there are so many things we can do and continue to do in our life well. I mean, no matter what we're doing, I'm sure people are living a good life. So do that, but maybe add something on or bring someone in, or, you know, something like that.
But so I'm glad to hear you say, okay, sometimes it's hard to get going, because it is. Sometimes there's so much you've got going on or holding the space or the container for, and it's like, oh, where is this going? Is this really helping or working? And then you get that great call or email or something.
Exactly. And I think everyone goes through it. Everyone goes through it. We all have these, you know, ideas of other people, but we all experience, you know, letdown. We all experience challenges. We all experience those times where, you know, we ask ourselves, is this really what I should be doing? Do I really want to keep going on? Which I think is important to evaluate where you're at. But, you know, I believe this is my dharma, and, you know, again, you know, my goal is just to, you know, draw people in that, you know, want what I want, which is to provide, you know, information to as many people as possible about living a good life. So it really is about asking for support, putting yourself out there, and, you know, I think the more people do that, the better off we all will be. And I really feel like shows like yours or just gatherings of people are super critical, because there is that energy of when people come together that I think is so powerful. And the written word doesn't have the same thing. I mean, it definitely has an energetic component, but the gathering of people has, I think, an even stronger component. And I think, you know, people can just get more together, you know, in different ways in 2011. I think that will make a huge shift as well.
I agree. Well, Sydney, thank you for being one of the containers, a stellar container and inspire, and Ashley, as you say, a catalyst for more conscious living. I appreciate you so much for taking the time to share on Awakenings.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and I hope you'll ask me back again. And, you know, I'd love to check in, because I'm going to definitely launch a 2011 forum. I don't know the name for it yet, but something like that. But
Absolutely. Yes.
Thank you
so much for this
opportunity.
Thanks you so much. And our guest today has been Sydney Murray, founder, CEO, and editor of Vision Magazine. For more information about Vision Magazine or Sydney Murray, you can go to visionmagazine.com. Thank you so much, Awakened participants, listeners. This has been another wonderful program, all because of you. So as always, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and keep awake. And this is a bit of Urban Myth Club. The Awakening airs every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific time. For more information, go to selfandlight.com. Resources, consciousnessinspiredliving.com, selfandlight.com, soul insights, spirit-led living. Connect with us on Facebook.